I would say typically what we recommend to organizations when you're looking to come into India, and I can maybe classify them into two types of organizations. Certain organizations which already have a presence in India, maybe through third parties. So they already know what offshore is. They already are habituated to working in different time zones. They already know what follow the sun model is. Versus there are certain organizations which have never moved offshore. So
It's the
they're
first time for
first
them.
time for them. So I would say what we recommend our clients, and I think as consultants, we have acronyms. We call it like a 5S model. The first S is very, very pertinent for the second kind of organizations which have never moved offshore, that what should be your shoring strategy? What kind of work you can move offshore? And it could be driven by regulatory considerations. It could be driven by cultural considerations. It could be driven by what you are comfortable around. What do you think is core to you has to be kept onshore. So that's the first test, the shoring strategy. The second is what's your sourcing strategy? That what piece of work should sit in-house? What piece of work should sit with a third-party vendor offshore? What piece should sit within your GCC? Because it's not a binary situation that when you are setting up your GCC, it's not either or that you're shutting down your vendor relationship. It is incremental. So you
Sure.
need to be very, very thought. I think you need to think through that strategy. What you're going to keep with your vendors, what will come. So that's your sourcing strategy. The third is the seeding strategy. That's where I think the AI part of the story, and perhaps we'll delve deeper into it in the latter part, becomes very important. That what kind of work you want to seed into the GCC.
Sure.
Do you want to just lift and shift? Do you want to pick up processes like customer service, which are massively getting impacted? Or maybe you want to transform the work onshore, and once you've transformed it. So that's your, I would say, the third S or the seeding strategy. The fourth is what is your shifting strategy or the site strategy? Should you set it up in India? Should you set up in Philippines? Should you set up in Latin America?
Location,
Yeah, the entire
multi or a
location,
single
single
location?
location out there. So that becomes extremely pertinent for you. What should be your site strategy? Which city in the country do you want to choose down? Even within a city, which micro site do you want to choose
Sure.
down? And the last is what is your setup model? Because right now you can set up in India. Should you set it up? And that has multiple facets. Should you set it up in a SEZ or a STPI? Should you set it up as a private limited company or as a LLP? Should you set it up from a perspective as a BOT or do it yourself? So I think these are broader considerations, and depending on the maturity of the organizations, the amount of time they need to spend in these five boxes would differ.